All right. I'm going to start out like, was anybody in here first service? Yeah? Yeah. So Michael Dunning, guitar player, guy, everybody named Mike, he actually spoke first service and did such a great job. Does anybody remember what Pastor Sam talked about last week? Anybody remember, like, a word that... Worship! Yes! And so with that, here I am. I get to talk this time. Yeah. I'm always excited to talk about worship because obviously it's something that's very near and dear to my heart. Something I love to do. Something I do for a living. And so it's exciting to get to talk to y'all about that. Is that all right? Yeah? And you'll notice as I speak that there are a lot of things that I repeat, such as yeah, or this morning, or in this place, and other stuff. But don't worry about those things. Just ignore them. Let's pray, and then we'll go into it. I feel like God's got something. The Bible says to give those who are fresh in their walk with the Lord, to give them milk and not meat. But I believe this morning that it doesn't matter if it's junior high. I believe this morning that God wants to give some meat. Is anybody hungry for some meat out of the Word of God? Is that all right? Yeah? Would you rather have milk or meat? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Some of them guys was like, you got any barbecue sauce for that meat? I'll try to flavor it as best as I can. But let's pray. Let's pray and we'll dive right in to what the Lord's got. Father, we are so thankful for this place, Lord. We're thankful, Lord, for just the opportunity, Lord, to come to a place together, Lord, and worship, to come to a place together and just be together, Father God. And we live in a free nation, God. We're thankful for that, Lord. And where other parts of the world, Father God, we would be martyred for what we're doing in here, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that we have the freedom and the ability to do what we do. And so, God, I just ask, Lord, that you would just speak to us this morning, Holy Spirit, that you would guide and direct every word that's said and every thought, everything that's coming forth this morning, Lord. We just thank you for it and bless you for it. Speak to us. Speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So let's talk worship. 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 That's going to sound really good in the recording. I'll stop. I'm sorry. So let's talk worship. Actually, I'm sorry. Before we start talking about worship, I want to talk about something else. Is that cool? Yeah? I want to talk about something else. I know I'm supposed to talk about worship, but I want to talk about something else. So I got the mic. Y'all don't. Sorry. I get to talk about whatever. I want to talk about sports. Who's played sports? Like, or who has played sports? Who says that, like, I'm a sports fan? Like, I like sports. Yeah? Come on, raise it high if you're proud of it. Well, I would say about myself that I like sports. Like, unfortunately, both my college football teams lost yesterday, Oregon and Duke. But it's okay because basketball season is coming and Duke is coming with a vengeance. You hear me? You hear me? Yeah. Some of y'all are like, oh, he's preaching now. And then others are all like haters, so I don't even care. But I love sports. I love sports. I really do. Like I consider myself as a sports fan. And I think it stems from, like, as I was growing up, like when I was y'all's age, I was literally playing sports all year long. Like from like November to like March, I was playing basketball. From March to like July, I was playing baseball. From July to like back to November, I was playing football. Like, I was a three-sport athlete, always played sports. Like every weekend, even during football season, I was playing travel baseball on the weekends. It's just like I played a lot of sports because I loved it. I was a true athlete. Like I really, really, really enjoyed it. Yeah. And so I was an athlete, and everybody knew it. Like all my friends, everybody I went to school with, all my family, they knew that Rob is an athlete. Like Rob likes sports. Rob plays basketball, baseball, football. He just loves sports. Like I didn't just wake up one day and be like, hey, I'm an athlete. I didn't just go to school one day and everybody looked at me and was like, huh, look at that guy. He's an athlete. Like, no, how did they know me as an athlete? It's by what I did. It's like I was constantly, yeah, exactly, because I played sports. Like, I year-round, I loved it. I eat it. I breathed it. I ate it for breakfast. I woke up in the morning, and I ate a whole wooden baseball bat. Like, yeah, I was in it. I was in it. Okay? And for dinner, you know what I had? Basketball net. Basketball net. That's why I kept a swish all the time. Trini knows what I'm talking about. But check this out, though. Like, check this out. Listen. So listen, like, I didn't have to, like, go up to anybody that knew me and be like, hey, you do know that I play sports, like, right? No, like, they knew it because I was always doing it. Yeah? Let's talk. I'll try to, like, bring in the ladies a little bit more here, maybe even some of the guys. How do you become a shopaholic? You shop. Shopaholic, shop, right? Like, if you're a true shopaholic, you're going to shop. You're not just, like, going to wake up one day and be like, I'm a shopaholic. And then you go, like, shop one day a year. Would you consider that person, like, a person who loves shopping? No. You'd be like, oh, I'm going to shop once a year and twice on leap years. No. Are you following me? Like, if you're a person who loves to shop, here's what I believe. You got a passion for shopping. Some of you too much. Listen, you know the deals. You know where the sales are. You know when the sales are occurring. You know what stores they're occurring at. You know which mall in the city and where they're at. You know what shopping place has the best bathrooms. You know what restaurants are close by the shopping places. You know what apps are best for shopping online. You know everything there is to know about shopping, right? You're a true shopaholic. Is there anybody in here that can? Nobody? I'm so happy because y'all are saving your parents so much money. I'm so happy for it. Oh, right here? But listen, you don't have to beg people to recognize that you like shopping. You don't have to beg people to recognize that you love sports. Are y'all hearing me? Are you hearing me? Hearing me? Shh. Listen up. So I've set y'all up for something. You ready? I didn't just like go off on the left field for nothing. So I want to read something to you. Everybody got your Bibles? Let's open to John 4. Woo! Okay, I got to address this. I'm sorry. One, I just had 3 shots of espresso this morning. It wasn't my fault. It was their fault. But listen, so I believe that, you know how in the main sanctuary when he says, you know, open your Bibles to such and such, everybody says, woo! To me, that's just not like youthy. I believe we need to come up with our own, like, cheer when that happens. I don't know what it needs to sound like, but I feel like we need to, like, be set apart. Like, we need to bring some youthy, like, sort of, like, yell or something. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah? All right, let's try this. Let's try it. Everybody, shh. All right, quiet, quiet, quiet. You ready? Open your Bibles to John 4. Oh, that was so bad. Let's try one more time, one more time. We're going to get this, and y'all's going to do it Wednesday night when Pastor Josh, like, says the first verse. Is that cool? So we're going to say, yeah. You ready? Open your Bibles to John chapter 4. Yeah. That's better. I like it. So remember that Wednesday, and remember it next Sunday when Pastor Sam comes back, okay? Y'all got it? When you hear the first scripture, just be like, yeah. I'm so not cool. I try to be, but I'm not. All right. Listen, John 4. Verses 23 and 24. All right, let's reel it in, reel it in. Listen. This is so important that you get this. This is what I'm tying this whole talk on worship around. So John 4, 23 and 24. I'm reading out a New Living Translation. It says, but the time is coming. Indeed, it is here now. Somebody say now. Somebody say now. All right. When true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Somebody say true worshipers. All right, listen. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way. For God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Got it? All right, let's think on this verse a little bit, because I personally believe that just like we were talking about, like, I was an athlete because, like, that was what I did. Like, it's everywhere that I went, like, that's what I did. Like, year-round, I was an athlete. Year-round, some of y'all are shopaholics, not just on Black Friday. But listen, I believe that God is looking for a generation that wouldn't just have knowledge on worship, that wouldn't just know what the Bible says about worship, but they would become worshipers. Are you hearing me? Listen, we can talk and we can preach and we can even sing worship songs week after week. We can spend hours and hours and hours listening to worship music. But worship is not about what you know. It's about who you are. Michael nailed it on the head this morning. He talked about Romans 12 and how it talks about we are supposed to be living. Look it up. Romans 1:12. Listen, we are supposed to be people who are worshipers, not just know about worship, not just know about how to come in and just, all right, I know, okay, I'm lifting my hands. Yeah, that's all part of it. Like, I'm not downplaying those things. I'm not downplaying knowing what the Bible says and how it says to worship. But our ultimate goal and our ultimate purpose is to become the people we were created to be, and that's worshipers. It's because that's what God's looking for, yeah? It says that the Father is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Are you getting me? Hey, y'all, listen up. Hey, guys, listen up. Listen, I'm not just passionate about this because it's a job or anything like this. I am passionate about this because I believe that God is raising up a different generation than we've seen in the past. I really do. And I think y'all are part of it if you want to be a part of it. And so I want to give y'all some tools to actually help yourself step into what God's calling this generation to be. And I think it's actually, we're going back to authentic, actual, like true, authentic, genuine worshipers. Because that's who God's looking for. It's no longer about the platform. I think God's raising up a generation where it's no longer about the worship leader. It's no longer about the music. It's no longer about the lights. It's no longer about the sound. It's no longer about the screens. It's about the people. And so I want to equip y'all this morning, if you'll listen and get this. God isn't looking for those who know about worship. He's looking for the worshiper. Come on, say, I'm a worshiper. Until you allow the one you're worshiping to grip your heart, you will never become a worshiper. Listen, we've got this thing now that because, you know, these people look so cool or they look, you know, the famous folks or whatever, you know, I don't know much about what's going on in the world as far as, like, people. And is Justin Bieber still, like, the big time, like, no? Nah. Okay. All right. So anyway, I tried. But listen, like, God is, oh, man. it's amazing to me. Good, thank you. You led me right into it. It's amazing to me how we allow people with influence, people who are famous and all these things, to grip our heart, and all of a sudden we don't know it, but we're worshiping those people. I'll go back to sports, like Stephon Curry. Great guy. Shh, listen. All right, think of your favorite basketball player or whatever. But listen, we allow these people to influence our actions. Why? Because they've gripped our heart and we don't even know it, and we end up worshiping them without even having a conscience of it. But until you allow God to really, 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 really grip your heart and take control of your life, take control of your thoughts, take control of the things you listen to, you'll never become a worshiper. You'll never become what God is looking for. I don't even want to go there because it'll take up too much time. You better understand what you're listening to when you put it in your ears, guys. You better understand what you're doing to yourself when you set your eyes on things you shouldn't be setting them on. You're destroying yourself. You're setting yourself up for failure. Trust me, I've been there. I'm not talking to you out of something that I'm just like talking. I've been there. And I've had a long, long, long recovery from it. And so I believe that, man, this scripture, this John 4 scripture that we read, I believe that it's one of the most vital insights into what worship looks like in the entire Bible. Like, this is my, like, for everything that I do, like, if I was just here to, like, just sing songs for y'all to just sing along, like, I would hate what I was doing. If I was out doing, like, any other genre of music, I would hate it. One, I don't like being in front of people. I really don't. This is uneasy for me right now. But when I do it with one thing in mind, and that's to bless the Lord, to glorify the Lord, to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, then it becomes like, man, this is what I was called to do. And each of you are called to do it. You're who God's looking for, whether you know it or not. He's waiting for that generation to rise up and say, I am that worshiper. And so I believe this scripture is so vital to where we're at today. If we understand and just take hold of this passage, we will unlock the depths of God that we've never imagined and we've never experienced, or never imagined we were experienced here on earth. I believe there are encounters with God waiting for you to unlock it. Like, he's giving you this key right here in the scripture. He's saying, I'm looking for a true worshiper who will worship me in spirit and in truth. There's your key. God's waiting for a generation to put that key in the door and unlock the mysteries of him. Look, I know this is a little meaty, but I'm telling you, I'm trying to set y'all up. God wants to do something so amazing through y'all. He really does. I believe he wants to take back what worship really is. And so I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to get to heaven and realize that, man, I had this key in my hand the entire time I was down there. And I love this series that we're doing because Pastor Sam is you know, he's putting in your hands some tools to understand why we worship and what we worship and why we do it and all these things. But listen, knowledge without experience is useless. Like, I can know all there is to know about worship. I can know all the Hebrew words for worship and what this means and what that means and what this means and all these things. But man, if I've never actually put it into effect, like put it into action and encountered God, then it's useless to me. I don't want to get to heaven with the key and then realize, man, I had so many encounters waiting for me. I just never put the key in the door. And I believe this too with all my heart. God gave me this revelation last night, and I was like, I was posting it all over social media. I was like, oh, Jesus. It was one of them, oh, hallelujah moments. I was about to get a towel and bring it this morning. No. But listen to this. I want you to grab hold of this. If you're taking notes, write it down. If you long to collide with God in the place of encounter, become what he's looking for. If you long to collide with God in the place of encounter, become what he's looking for. How many times do, and I am so guilty of this, how many times do we come in here, you know, in the congregational setting where we're all together and we're singing and we're just trying to get to God, we're trying to press into God, we're trying to, you know, get to where he's wanting us to go that morning. How many times do we come in here and we're trying to get to God, we're trying to get to God, we're trying to get to God? Anybody been in those services? It's like we're just like trying to dig, we're digging like, God, where are you at? God, what are you doing in the room? What are you doing right now? I believe it would be faster to actually become what he's looking for rather than trying to search for him and what he's doing. And so if you want to collide with God in encounter, if you really want to encounter God, become what he's looking for and he'll find you. Yeah? So here's the question. What is God looking for? The key is in the verse, John 4. It says, exactly, true worshipers. It says the Father is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. He's looking for the true worshipers. That's what God's looking for. So what does a true worshiper look like? Does anybody want to be a true worshiper? Like, listen to me. With all my heart, I want to become this. Anybody want to be a true worshiper? Listen, I question a Christian who doesn't worship. I do. Listen, I'm not talking about those who don't have understanding. They've not ever heard, like, what it is about. Or, you know, the person that comes in here and they're fresh in their walk. And they're like, what is going on? Like, why are they singing these songs? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a person who does not desire to actually step into an encounter with God via worship. And here's why. It's because, listen, when we leave this earth and we get to heaven, you know what we're going to be doing? Worshiping. You know what they're doing right now in heaven? Like, nonstop, 24/7, 365, like, for eternity, right now, for eternity, you know, long before we ever were born or any of that. Like, the angels have been around the throne room of God singing one song. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Imagine us standing here all week, 24 hours and 7 days, and singing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Like, it would, holy, holy. I'm like, it's the third time I've said it, and I'm already like, good Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Imagine that. But yet the angels are so in awe of the presence of God that they're living in, that's all that they can say. And it doesn't get tiring to them. It's crazy how we as humans get tired of singing like certain lines 3 or 4 times. But yeah, it's a different message. So what does a true worshiper look like? I want to become a true worshiper. Those of you who want to become that true worshiper that God's looking for, what does it look like? Verse 23 says, someone who worships the Father in spirit and in truth. Somebody say spirit. Somebody say truth. All right, give me 2 volunteers. Here. Give me a female. There. All right, stand right here. You stand right there. All right. Y'all don't know what I'm about to do, okay? I'm sorry ahead of time. I'm just kidding. It's not that serious. All right. So somebody say spirit. How you doing, spirit? It's good.
Doing good.
He's doing good. Thankful. Somebody say truth. Girl, you the truth. What's up?
What's up?
She the truth. All right. So in order for us to become true worshipers, we have to understand these two things, because we can't worship the God in spirit and truth if we don't know what that actually means, right? All right. So somebody say spirit. So spirit is this. Listen up. Spirit is like your inner you. I want you to talk to yourself, say, it's my inner me. Talk to yourself and say, it's your inner you. It's your realest you. Like, this is the absolute realest you there is. Like, this guy standing here is not the realest him. It's his spirit man. Say, I'm my realest me in my spirit. It's the rebirthed you. When we accept Jesus as Lord of our lives, the Bible says that we become born again. Does everybody understand that? We become born again beings. And it's not necessarily that we go to our mom and like, hey, mom, got to get born again. Sorry. No, it's your inner man. Somebody say, my inner man. Women say, my inner man. I love this. I heard this the other week. Guy said, listen, I'm not going to say my inner woman, because if I can be a bride as a man, you can be a man as a spirit. It's hilarious. Hey, if us guys can be the bride of Christ, you can say my inner man. So spirit, say my inner me. My reborn, my born again me. All right. Truth. Somebody say truth. What's up, truth? All right. Here's some key words to remember when you're thinking about worshiping God in truth. Transparency. Transparency. Authenticity. Real. Like, I don't worship God trying to be somebody else. I'm me. Like, truly, God, this is me just worshiping you. And I love this one. According to the word of God. That's where the understanding that we talked about earlier comes from. If we don't understand the word, then we really can't worship him in truth, because the word of God is truth, right? Yeah? So I have to know my word. I have to know what the word says about worship and all these wonderful things to become someone who worships in spirit and in truth. Ain't that right, spirit? It's right, ain't it? She said it's truth. Thank y'all. Good job. Y'all did such an amazing job. I wish I had something to give you, but I don't. I'd give you a five. High five. No. All right, so listen up. I'm going to wrap this up really quick. So check it out. God is looking for true worshipers. God is looking for those who worship him. What's a true worshiper look like? It's someone who worships him from their inner man, from their innermost being. And they worship him from a place of authenticity. I want to set on that for a second. Listen, one thing I want to say is worship isn't just what we do here. Worship is, like, I have to become a worshiper. Like, I don't leave here and take my worship hat off. Like, I wear my worship hat wherever I go. But listen, like, when I'm worshiping, like, at home alone by myself, this is just me, and I encourage you to do the same. But when I'm at home, like, worshiping God, I may turn, like, something on or some music or something. I just want to, like, just bless him. I just want to bless the Lord with all my soul. And so when I do that, like, God desires us to be true. God desires us to be transparent. God desires us to be authentic before him. And so if I'm having a bad day, would it be true for me to start worshiping and be like, oh, God, oh, everything is great, Lord. I'm so happy, Lord. God, I'm so blessed, Lord. All those things are like, blessed, I'm blessed. Yeah, that's true. But am I being like real right now? Am I being transparent with the Lord? I want you to know something, that God is not afraid of your bad days. God is not afraid of you when you come in and you're like, God, there was a bully at school. And I've just had the worst day ever. It's amazing. Listen, it's amazing when we actually get real before the Lord and we actually push into him, how he makes everything so much better. It's when we're being fake that he really don't respond. Because God don't like fake worshipers. He likes true worshipers. So I encourage you to be honest. Even if we come on Wednesday, like, or a Sunday morning, and we're up here, and, you know, all is well, and we're just pressing into, you know, God bless the Lord, all my soul. All those things are amazing things to sing. I encourage y'all, as worshipers, open your mouth and sing those things. But there comes a place where you just got to get real before the Lord and say, God, I've had the worst day ever, but you're still worthy. And God, I believe that you're good, and I believe that you're faithful, and I believe that you are love. And so I decide right now in my heart, I decide in my mind, I decide in my innermost being to worship you through everything else. Does that make sense? Are you understanding where I'm at? All right, I want to end with this. There's like a billion and one definitions for the word worship. There are, and you'll probably hear like 50 million of them during this series. But I want to give you one word when I think of worship: response. Response. One word. Worship is response. And so what are we responding to? We're responding to God. If I say God is good, how do I respond to that? I worship him because he's good. If God is a God who is true and faithful, how do I worship him? I worship him from the fact that, God, you're good, you're true, you're faithful. And so it's just responding to who he is. Listen, we don't have to come in here and like stir ourselves to anything. Listen, just come in and begin to say who he is. Just come in and start just declaring, God, you're good. God, you're faithful. Lord, I love you. Stirring yourselves up. All right, so I want to read this last scripture, and I'm gonna tie it all up, round it all up. So Luke 10:38-42. This is probably the most vivid imagery of what it actually looks like what a true worshiper looks like. And it's the story of Mary. And so I want to read this really quick. Verse 38 says, as Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Some of y'all was like, I know, right? Like, I do everything at home. Like, God. How many of y'all like the older sibling? Yeah, y'all say y'all do everything, right? And so listen, it says, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, here's Jesus' response to Martha. Like, that's a good argument, right? Like, Martha was in the house, and she was, like, trying to get all the tables set, and she was just, I imagine she's Mary, God, oh, my God, what are you doing? Get up. She's like, we got to get this stuff together. Like, I just imagine that in my head. But here's what Jesus' response to Martha was. It's funny. Because what we thought was a good thing, which is a good thing, we should prepare a place for the Lord. Like, if Jesus walked in the room, I would be like, man, put my pants up. How you doing, Jesus? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a good thing what she was doing. We all agree. Martha was doing a good thing. Yeah? But listen to Jesus' response to Martha. He said, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about right here in this room. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. That's powerful to me, y'all. Because I know that when spirit and truth rises within me and it responds to God in worship, that there is nothing that could possibly take my attention away from him. I believe Mary was painting a picture to us what it actually looks like to worship God in spirit and truth. Why? All of her focus, all of her attention, everything that was going on in her head, everything that was going on in her heart was Jesus. She had one audience in that room. She wasn't, where Martha was just like, "What are you doing? Get up!" I imagine Mary didn't even hear those things. I imagine Mary was just sitting at Jesus' feet and just like, wow, wow. Like in awe of him, in awe of what he was saying, in awe of his teaching. And I love that Jesus said there is only one thing worth being concerned about right here. And she has chosen the thing. How many times am I going to do it? And I'm so guilty of it. How many times do we come into service and we have 10,000 things going on in our heads? Yeah, it's real. Like, I face it. But you know what the difference between a true worshiper is? A true worshiper releases all distractions. A true worshiper says, there's one thing in this room that I've come for. There's one thing that I long for right now, and it's encounter with Jesus. And here's the amazing thing about encounters is that there is nothing in this world that can take away your encounters with God. Jesus says, Mary has discovered the one thing worth being concerned about. He says, and it will not be taken away from her ever. So, I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited about your generation. I'm excited about what God is doing in children's ministry. I'm excited about the youth that are rising up. I'm excited because God loves kids. God loves youth. So I'm one of those that's crazy enough to believe that where we are now is not where we're going to be at 5 and 10 years from now. Why? Because y'all are going to be stepping into that call of being a true worshiper. And y'all are going to be the ones that actually show us what true worship looks like. Like, I believe I've led it a lot of places. I've led many, many people. And I've enjoyed leading worship and all these things, but I always believe that there is more. There is more, and it's what we prayed for earlier. Is more. There is more of God to be encountered. There is more to God than just this Sunday morning thing. There's more to God than just having our worship service and just being happy with, hey, we got together and we worshiped. There's so much more to him. And I long to see it. I long to experience it. I long to be a part of it. And I believe this may not grab all of y'all today, but I believe there's some of you in this room that have been listening to these words, and I believe it's gripped your heart. And I believe God is shifting something in you this morning. And so I want us to pray really quick. I want us to pray. So just close your eyes and focus on the Lord. God, the question's raised, why do we worship? And it's important to know why we worship. But God, you're not looking for people full of head knowledge. You're looking for people who are worshipers. Not people who just talk about something, but people who actually put it into action, who live it. And so God, I believe that this morning, God, that you've placed every person in this room for purpose. You've placed them in here for a reason, Father God. And God, I believe that you've gripped their hearts this morning. God, bring us back to the heart of why we worship. Bring us back to the heart of why we do what we do, Lord. It's not about the songs. It's not about worship isn't a song. Worship isn't music. Worship is how we live. And God, whether we're at work, whether we're at school, whether we're doing homework, whatever we're doing, Father God, I ask, Lord, that you would just cultivate us, God, that you would show us, God, what it looks like to worship you in spirit and truth. Because we want to be your true worshipers, Lord. We want to be your true worshipers, Lord. We want to lay aside our lives. We want to lay aside our plans, Father God. And just as Mary did, God, we want to sit at your feet. We want to set our lives at your feet and focus on you in all things, Lord. So, Holy Spirit, I ask that you would just penetrate hearts right now. Come on, if you believe this morning, man, this message was for me, I want you to just lift your hands to the Lord. Come on, with all eyes closed. Come on, if you really, really, really long and desire to experience the more of God, you really, really, really long. And listen, I don't care your age this morning. I wouldn't have talked about this if I necessarily thought about your age this morning. I believe that God is so tired of us giving milk to those who need meat. So it doesn't matter your age. So if that's you, though, I want you to just lift your hands to the Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would just captivate our hearts, captivate, Father, their minds, captivate every part of their being, Father God. Just thank you, Lord, that you're doing a new work in them. Thank you, Father, that you're showing them what it means to be transparent, that you're showing them what it means to be real, showing them what it means to be authentic before you, Father God. God, we bless you. God, we bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So when we come in here next time, y'all, let's come with a different mindset. Let's come with a different expectation. Listen, I know not everybody here is going to get this. But I believe the ones that really, really desire to know what it looks like and know what it means to worship God in spirit and in truth are going to hear this. It's just going to change you. It's going to leave change. I remember my first encounter with, like real worship. Like, I'd been listening to like all these cool Christian songs and stuff for a while, but man, when I truly, truly encountered God, it changed me. Like, I didn't want to be who I was anymore. Like, every part of my being was changed. Like, even, you know, when I changed my perspective on becoming who God was looking for, like, I desired to read more. I desired to pray more. I desired to be with God. So I believe that he's going to do that in your lives this morning. Yeah? Anybody receive it? Yeah. Supposed to say, yeah. Y'all don't forget that Wednesday now. Like, y'all got to be the one. Like, I can't come up here when he says it and be like, yeah. Like, y'all got to be the ones to take hold of it and do it. Yeah? 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 Yeah. Cool, cool. So, I don't have any games. Just going to be frank with y'all. Musical chair. So y'all are going to just be released for free time. So enjoy.